As a way to reward employees or to compensate consultants or other advisors for their services to the company, startups will often offer equity, most commonly by way of granting shares or by granting share options. But what is the difference between shares and share options? Shares are essentially units of ownership in a company. Shareholders are able to benefit from the company's success, and they can exercise the rights attached to the shares they hold. Startups will not typically have a lot of cash on hand to pay much needed employees or service providers, and granting shares can be an effective tool to aid retention and recruitment. Shares may be issued or transferred to the recipient, and they can come with certain restrictions or conditions. It is common to see startups grant growth shares, which are shares that don't have the usual voting rights or rights to dividend, but only have rights to allow holders to share in the future growth of the company if an exit valuation or price is met, or to grant shares that are subject to vesting provisions, which is where holders only receive the full rights to shares over a set period of time or where a certain milestone has been reached, encouraging holders to remain with the company and commit to the company's growth. Another popular method of incentivizing employees and service providers is by granting share options. Share options grant the recipient the right to purchase shares in the company at a specific price in the future. The option holder doesn't have shares in the company when the option is granted, and won't become a shareholder until they decide to exercise the option and the shares are granted. Share options are often offered to enable option holders to purchase shares in the company at a preset price, or the exercise price, with the idea that the option holder can choose to exercise the option when the exercise price is less than the market value of the shares, allowing them to benefit from the difference. Share options are usually granted with conditions. For example, there may be a minimum period of time that the option must be held before it can be exercised. There are a number of ways share options can be structured, and founders can choose who to grant options to, at what price, and set conditions for exercise and restrictions on option holders. There are also various share option schemes that can offer tax advantages for both the company and the option holder, including the Enterprise Management Incentive Scheme. It will ultimately be up to the founders of a company to decide how and when equity is released, and what works best for your company and your team will depend on the company's overall objectives and what will achieve the best outcome for and from your team.